and program of action was that it's hard to believe that it's nearly 15 years since the Durban Declaration and Program of Action was adopted on the 8th of September 2001. I did recognize at the time that being Secretary General of the World Conference Against Racism was my toughest task as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. That's why I was so proud of the achievement of member states in adopting the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. Despite the fact that earlier the United States and Israel had withdrawn, under the leadership of South Africa and with strong support from the European Union, contentious language in brackets was removed, and after two earlier failures to do so, we succeeded in the historic step forward in tackling racism and xenophobia. We got a global world declaration against racism. Unfortunately, the terrible attacks in the United States 3 days later prevented a proper assessment, I believe, of the importance of the Durban Declaration at that time. But I hope it's now receiving the recognition that it deserves. One of the positive outcomes was the establishment in 2002 by the Human Rights Commission of the UN Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, which is now in its 18th session. I warmly greet the members of the working group and congratulate them on their valuable reports over the years. An issue I hope will receive particular attention in this session is the attacks against refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants arriving in Europe, and the racist language about them being used increasingly by some political parties and in social media in Europe. It's worrying that hate speech, rooted in hostility to ethnic, religious, and cultural diversity, is being expressed not only by extremist groups, but also by politicians from across the political spectrum and by individuals on social media. I hope the working group will use its voice to reassert the values and principles of tolerance, equality, and non-discrimination. It's important to put particular emphasis on awareness raising and other educational initiatives aimed at countering racist messages and promoting mutual understanding. Let's always remember the strong message from Martin Luther King Jr. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. All the best in your work, and thank you.